I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hello, you beautiful people. Welcome back to 5 to Thrive. It's June already, and June, as we know, is Pride Month, which means that there's rainbows and glitters everywhere. Well, not so much this year due to the lockdown, but it should be everywhere. Pride. Pride is the opposite of shame. And shame is unfortunately something that the LGBTQ plus community experiences all the time. So the accepting of one's identity, of one's gender, and of one's sexual orientation is said to be pride. Pride celebrations mark the anniversary for the Stonewall riots in the United States, which were for LGBTQ plus rights. Back then, I'm sure the riots were not a pretty sight. So many people sacrificed so much just for the ability to be heard and recognized, and I personally admire their courage. In today's world, the gay community still struggles to be heard, recognized, and respected, which is why Pride is a celebration of owning your identity. And man, do they own it. There's still a riot, but it's one of rainbows and glitter, colors and sequins. The outfits are loud, gorgeous, and screaming for attention because, hey, the queer deserve to be seen, heard, and celebrated. So today I have with me a very special guest, Manish Mishra, who is a senior assistant editor at HD City and a fellow podcaster with this immensely loved podcast called Trendspotting, all about fashion, style, and trends. Manish has what he likes to call the obsessive couture disorder. And Manish is here to help us navigate through the style rules, or the lack of it, during Pride. Also, I would love to know what the cisgender heterosexual people like me can do to participate and amplify the voices of the LGBTQ plus community. Hey Manish, how are you doing?
Hi Shraddha, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm well, how are you?
I'm doing well, but kind of sick of being stuck at home. How about you? How's the lockdown going?
I know we all are. Like, I've been in my PJs all these months. And I'm someone who's always in tailored suits otherwise.
Oh my, you can imagine. I've stalked your Instagram. I've seen you in those gorgeous suits. I can imagine how painful the lockdown must be.
Yeah. You know, but the good news is that since the lockdown has eased, I've started ordering stuff online.
Oh, yeah. I heard Zara's open for business and I can't wait to do my stuff from there. It's been too long. I think I need to pamper myself.
Have you shopped lately?
Not yet. Only the essentials. I ordered myself a new laptop.
Oh, lovely.
So, Manish, it's Pride Month and there are going to be so many events happening. Are you participating in any online events? I'm sure you can't really collect together at any place and like party as much as you'd love to. Since you're part of the community, what is the queer community up to? How are they handling Pride Month?
Well, there are a lot of Pride events happening around the world. There are a lot of virtual Pride events happening in the US.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we all friends have got together and we are doing a virtual Zoom party. We'll be dressing up. We've all got a rainbow theme.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd love to. I need to get myself invited to these because it's so fun and any excuse to dress up, right?
I'd make sure you get invited.
Thank you. So Manish, I think, you know, we all want to be part of these celebrations because we all love our LGBTQ plus friends and, you know, we want to support them. So I really wanted to pick your fashion brain and learn about how to participate in these Pride events. And most importantly, not commit any fashion faux pas because, you know, Pride is all about being loud and proud and the outfits are so glittery and glamorous. So I really want to know how we can do that.
True. Pride is all about making a statement. It's about expressing one's individuality and totally owning one's vibe.
Mm-hmm. So shall we get into the five fashion elements that we can incorporate into our looks?
Absolutely. I think I would begin with shimmer. Uh-huh. The LGBTQ community has always been the metaphor for mega wattage sparkle, lot of shine, yeah. head-to-toe shine, full-on yeah. disco look.
Oh, wow.
And if you think that's a bit too much, then probably you could just maybe invest in a shine-on jumper mm-hmm. or maybe a pair of glitter loafers. Mm-hmm. Or if even if that's too much for you, then maybe just sparkly eye makeup that could just do the trick.
Because like all eyes on me, huh?
Yeah.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Totally. You nailed it.
Anyway, so I've seen pink be a big color for the gay community. So how do we wear that? And what's the reason behind it?
Actually, pink has a lot of historical significance.
Oh.
And during the Second World War, it was actually Hitler who classified homosexuals in the camps with that particular color.
Oh, my.
And but if you look at historically, it wasn't like that. In the 18th century, like men in Europe, they would happily wear baby pink frock coats and blazers and jackets. So it's actually unfortunate that pink is sort of associated in that connotation because it's actually a very masculine color.
I've heard that it used to be really masculine and then people just got confused. Masculine or feminine, embrace the color.
And it suits most complexion, most skin types. So you could pick pastels like lilac, lavender, any color you like. For mm-hmm. example, a pink knotted top could be paired with a pale blue palazzos.
Oh,
or
wow.
one could go completely all out and pick like a shocking pink jumper or a neon pink. And if you think pink is a bit too much for you, then maybe you could opt for a pink nail paint mm-hmm. or maybe like a cool accessory, like a cool backpack to just add a pop of color to your look.
Yeah, that sounds easy to do because I think if there are introverted gays out there, I don't think maybe, you know, they wouldn't be so comfortable embracing it. Okay, so what next? What else can we do to incorporate fashion into our Pride looks?
And if you want to get a little bit naughty, then you can go for bondage elements because, bondage and fetish culture has been the key component of gay style. Like all over the world, you have these gay clubs dedicated to these fetishes and bondage style.
Ooh.
Gay culture are all about fetishes. You know, it could be leather, it could be fur, it could be metallics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one can make a strong statement with maybe like a leather choker, which is studded.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of high street brands have come out with these vinyl pants and skirts.
Yeah, they're very on trend this season, right?
Yeah. So these PVC pants are a bit uncomfortable, but they have these inner suede lining.
Ooh,
so if you have the confidence, you can totally pull off the shine on bondage vibe and you can just finish off your look with maybe like a monochrome spiky shoe or maybe a studded bag. If you don't want to go the choker way, you can just amp it up with a cool accessory.
Yeah, a lot of these brands make these studded bags and spiked shoes and stuff. So it's really easy to get your hands on as well.
Totally.
What else? Like, I'm sure there's a lot more glitter netted stockings happening. So tell us about that.
Yeah, sheer clothing is another key component. So I think mm-hmm. if you have a great physique, and even if you don't have it, doesn't matter. But if you have the confidence to pull it off, you could just opt for a transparent tee and flash those abs.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you're shy, then maybe you could layer it with a solid inside or maybe throw on a biker jacket or a bomber jacket, you know. So sheer netted see-through pieces could be great.
Yeah, I mean, sheer pieces are so fun to layer up. I create these looks for my Instagram page all the time and they're my favorite pieces to work with.
And
you can also play around with it. Like if you want to, you know, be a little subtle, then you can layer it. And you can also amp up the sexy. And it's such a fun cloth to work with.
Yeah, it's all about mixing and matching. Plus it's too hot right now. So you can just opt for a sheer trench coat, you know, like a sheer jacket.
Also, like, I think if you want to show some skin and be a little sexy, I think that it adds an element of that as well.
Of course. Yeah, totally.
And that makes four, I think. So tell us the fifth way to, like, really hot up pride parades.
You could even opt for rainbow hues, because rainbow, the whole palette is a metaphor for the pride community.
Of course, we've seen, like, the flag is rainbow colors, so of course.
Yeah. And actually, each color has a connotation. So, for example, black kind of represents diversity. Mm-hmm. Brown represents inclusivity. Yeah. Red is a metaphor for life. Mm-hmm. Orange is about healing. Yellow is about sunlight. Green is about nature.
Wow.
Blue is about harmony. Mm-hmm. And violet is about spirit. So all these combined form the component of the flag.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Like, I knew that it represented the community, but I did not know that it was so well thought out.
Yeah, because it represents different kind of sexuality. Like, some are bisexual, some are pansexuals.
True.
So different sexuality can beautifully coexist together, and that's why you have the pride flag.
Oh, wow. That's new learning for me today. Thank you so much.
So perhaps you can incorporate these rainbow hues maybe in a subtle way. So maybe you could go for a statement skirt in rainbow hues, maybe team it with a basic white tee or a black tee.
Yeah.
Or maybe if that's too much for you, then maybe you could just carry a rainbow hued color block bag.
Yeah.
Or it could be like a multi-hued sneakers.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Or maybe you could just make it simple with a rainbow manicure.
Oh, that sounds so cute as well. Yeah, so you can just play around with it depending on how...
Yeah, it's all about having fun, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That sounds so amazing. And I'm sure I'm like going to dig into my closet and like shop on Zara and try to find stuff so that I can also participate in these online events. But Manish, I also really want to know that, you know, as a cisgender heterosexual person, how can I help to amplify the voice of the LGBTQ plus? Because I think, you know, like for me, I love the community and I want to participate, but because I don't know enough about it, I'm not able to, you know, I'm scared to overstep or, you know, misinterpret or, you know, miscommunicate. And I really don't want to cross that line because I know that a lot of people have been through a lot in their journeys. So what can I do?
I think one should have an open mind, and, you know, the community has those typical stereotypes that, you know, if it's a gay guy, he has to have an interest in interiors or decor or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a deeper understanding of how people behave and how their sensibilities are. I mean, a homosexual guy could be as alpha, could be as macho as a heterosexual guy, you know.
True.
So people often equate homosexuality with, you know, professions like art, decor, music, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a misconception. So I think those cliches have to be avoided.
That's true.
Yeah, and one should just go with an open mind, and, you know, and the community is all welcoming. So the more you hang out with us, the more you be part of our lives, the more you, the better you understand.
Yeah. Also, I think it's really important to see everyone as an individual, irrespective of, you know, what they identify as or what their sexual orientation is, because that's, you know, that's what the community wants as well, to just be seen as people.
Yeah. It's about individualistic expressions. It's about expressing your emotions through the power of clothing, through the power of makeup, you know. So one day you may feel like a nun. Next day you may feel like a hooker, you know. So it's just about channeling those sentiments, you know.
But I think that's true for like the cisgender heterosexuals as well. I mean, it just depends on how you're feeling about yourself, about your body, and the people you're going to meet. Like, if I'm meeting a cute boy, I'd want to dress a little sexy, you know? And so one show that I keep on recommending to people is Queer Eye. Have you seen it?
Of course I have. I'm a big fan.
So am I.
I love Anthony and I love Titan France. I follow them on Instagram.
Anthony is so cute. Like, he is so obsessed with food. And I just find him adorable. But Tan France too. So I keep like recommending that to people because it's a great way to see what amazing people, you know, if you just put aside your prejudices, you know, there are so many, like, irrespective of a person's type, orientation, identification, you know, it's just the individual person who has to be nice, and those relationships go a long way.
Yeah.
So I think that wraps up today's show. And thank you so much, Manish, for your wonderful insights and your fashion advice. Thank you. And I look forward to listening to your episode. I believe you did one on Pride Fashion as well.
Thank you, Shraddha, for having me. I really enjoy chatting with you.
So if you are an ally like me and would like to support your queer friends, you now know how to attend the Pride parades in style. No, but jokes apart, the LGBTQ plus community faces bullying and discrimination on an everyday basis. So support your friends whenever you can and in whatever way possible. Because queer or not, they are our friends after all.
So that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to htsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram at theraithsoda.pop.love. And Twitter at @soda_pop_love or @HTSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.